This is Jeff McDonald, and you're listening to the Ideas Architect podcast, episode number 70. Hi, folks. This is Jeff McDonald. Welcome to the Ideas Architect podcast, where we talk about how to design, build, and sell your ideas. And today we've got another really juicy conversation that's really about digital strategy, technological change, innovation, avoiding disruption, a lot of those common threads that are happening through organizations today. And in particular, we're talking with Nadine Parkington from Think Nimble, a Melbourne-based consultancy who provides digital marketing strategy for established brands. And it's a really interesting conversation about the need to know what's going on in the world, but also from a leadership perspective, how do you actually manage yourself and admit that you don't know necessarily what's going on? Enjoy the show. Hi, Nadine. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Tell us about what you do. Tell the audience what you do.
Well, I help established brands build confidence and knowledge in the technology sector. So coming from a digital strategy marketing background and having worked for the last sort of 15 years in the space, working with established companies, usually quite large, to try and help them navigate their way through and make as informed decisions as they possibly can.
And I'm sort of really interested in this space for myself, mainly from the how do I do it for myself? But I think there's so many opportunities here. Is that what's showing up for you, the constant change, the opportunities, or is that the problem?
Yeah, it's a really good question. So it's an opportunity and it is a problem because there's just so much stuff around, you know, and so much noise. And I think it's very hard for people to distinguish what is the right decision to make, who are the best people to get in and who's the best people to involve. And that noise can really paralyze people or get them to just default to people that they kind of know something about, or it's very skewed towards their particular area in the business, which is unfortunate because the one thing that we've noticed as digital transformation comes into play is the need for it to be a holistic business viewpoint and business strategy. And so you need people to come in who are able to help you see it from that point of view.
So the whole bolt-on of digital strategy days are gone, are they?
I think they are. And, you know, there was a lot of clamouring for ownership over digital transformation within organisations and, you know, it usually came down to a marketing versus IT type battle. And, you know, I think everybody now can see that this whole movement, it affects every single part of the business, and for any one area to try and own that is a bit of a path, a bit of a hiding, you know. It's not going to get you anywhere. So I've reshaped my business to try and, although my knowledge comes from a marketing background, from all the experience that I've had, I can work across all the different areas. And most of that came from coming in when companies were in real strife for a particular reason, where they just didn't know what to do next. And generally, a lot of it came down to cross-category or vertical communication. So I would almost describe myself as a translator and mediator between different divisions in the company. But that's actually easier than you think that it is, because most of it's about finding common ground and creating common conversation. I think quite often that's the bit that's missing.
Yeah, one of the books that I wrapped in the Book Wrapper series was Join the Conversation with Joseph Jaffa. And he was talking very much about what a conversational organisation looks like. And he says quite literally what you're talking about was there used to be all the silos, because the silos were all about divisions based on